Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug. I seriously have to look and read this. I have to look at it. And my name is Doug, and I love games, it says here. This is Doug Loves Movies, Leonard Maltin Game, Tournament of Championships 3. Coming to you from the Nerd Melt Theater at Meltdown Comics on Saturday, January 19th, 2 Oceans 13, at 4:20-ish. Here we go. Thank you, audience members that are here, for attending. And also thank you for everyone who bought a ticket and then couldn't make it to the show, because that still counts. And thank you to all the listeners who paid $2 to hear this. And I just need to ask everybody one thing, one little favor. Thanks to the goofy system at iTunes, if you only want to charge $1.99 for a comedy album in the comedy album section, you have to put like a week-long delay on the release. Like you have to pick a date that's a week away. So the soonest people will hear this episode is a week from today. So you guys here in the audience, I'm asking you to not tweet the results, because it'll be fun to hear the whole competition and then find out who wins, instead of just finding out right away that John Hamm took it. In five rounds. Like it says, Tournament of Championships 3, 12 minutes and 32 seconds. Oh, that guy just knocked it out of the park. That guy killed it. So please don't give away that information. And there's probably a shorter way to say that. But I think you can hold your tongues for that long, and I appreciate it. Let's go ahead and do it. Let's bring out our competitors. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Kate McCucci, Andy Wood, and the aforementioned John Hamm.
Monster all over me.
Like, what happened with the Jesus. Monster drink?
It's all over my hand.
There's nowhere to put the monster energy drink.
Do we have... Does anyone really in the front sticky. Row have a name tag that's also a towel? Because that would... Boy, would that come in handy right now. You'd probably get picked for the game. How about one of those shirts? Are you good? You be able to clean up all right? All right, good job. That's John Hamm, everybody.
Ah.
Let's hear it for him. What did you bring for the prize bag? And the ladies are going to love that it's touched your dick.
Yes,
that's
yes.
an extra
yes, my ham
bonus
string.
To that prize.
I brought a Blu-ray, I guess that's what they call them, of Mad Men Season 5 that I signed with my own name.
Oh, you didn't write Don Draper on there?
No.
All right. Can't tell what it says either way.
It says Zac Efron.
It's a nice, it's very curly cues. And so that's season 5, and what season are you on now?
6.
And is there anything that you can say that'll get you in trouble with the people
yes.
at the show or the network? Because I love it when you do that on this show.
Did that once.
Yeah,
got
yeah.
in a lot of trouble. So here goes, Don dies, episode 1, comes back, ghost time.
Oh my God! If Don Draper was a ghost from now on, it would still be the greatest show.
What we've
show
done,
ever.
And I think people will respond to it, is sort of mashed up the Ghost Whisperer and Mad Men. So Don comes back as a ghost, talks to Peggy, and solves crimes.
He's always whispering in Peggy's ear.
Ghostly.
All right, and my next question for you is this. To what do you attribute your Leonard Maltin game savantness?
I don't know a lot about movies. But I know a lot about you, Doug. And I know that this is a game. It's like you can play the game or you can play the game. I play the game. I'm not good at it, but I'm good at it.
You don't let the game play you, is
exactly.
what you're trying to say.
Exactly.
All right. Well, thank you very much for being here.
Boy, it's good to be here.
We finally did it. And it's not always John's fault that this couldn't happen, because
but it's
the other two people on the panel have busy careers and lives as well. And
I've never been the limiting factor in this scheduling. There's never been a time.
That's Andy Wood, everybody. Another amazing Leonard Maltin game player who is the creator, curator, whatever word you want to use, of the Bridgetown Comedy Festival up in Portland. And, yeah, what else is there to say? LA Podcast Festival, you also yeah. had a hand in that.
Yep, with Graham Elwood, Dave Anthony, and Chris Mancini.
So what did
Speaking
you bring prize-wise?
Yeah. I actually brought some T-shirts from the aforementioned festivals. I have Bridgetown Comedy Festival T-shirts, LA Podcast Festival T-shirts, a giant gummy bear on a stick, and I think that's orange-flavored, and a Justin Bieber toothbrush that sings two different songs. I think it's Never Say Never and One Time, so it's like a twofer in there. Because my parents still do stockings at Christmas for some reason. So I have to get rid of these things because I'm not allowed to throw them away. So,
and do your parents think you're 14?
Yes.
And a girl.
I'm the sibling that moved out west, so they assume a lot of things about me. They don't really, yeah. Those are getting picked up. Those are getting thrown away by Doug. Only the T-shirts remain.
I just want to say quickly that I brought... I brought a giant Woot monkey. You know what? Tonight, that's going to be the sound when you get a correct answer. And also, when you get a correct answer, I'm going to read a few pages from the script for Cloud Atlas. Cloud Atlas is going to be yours tonight, one lucky audience member. You thought it was hard to sit through. Try reading it. I liked it, though, actually. And Kate McCucci is here, everybody.
Hi. Hi, everybody.
Always, always a bringer of plentiful gifts.
I don't know. A few times I think I've kind of forgotten and signed something.
Or Ricky brings a bunch of stuff. Because, of course, Kate is half of Garfunkel and Oates, you guys. This is like Richard Dawson style, working my way down the panel. It's very exciting. Yeah. So what did you bring?
Well, a Garfunkel Notes t-shirt.
Yay.
A signed CD, Slippery When Moist. It's our album. And a poster from our first album. And
I love their faces on that. Look at that.
Oh, yeah. That's because we didn't know we were getting our picture taken at that moment. And then the first season of How I Met Your Mother, because why not?
Why not, indeed. It's a real barn burner, that first season. You're really revving into the idea that, oh, this guy's going to tell a story that takes 12 or 15 years to tell.
Sort of like Cloud Atlas.
Yeah. How I Met Your Mother is the Cloud Atlas of... Okay. So there's all that stuff can be yours today. And in addition to that, I brought, of course, a Douglas Movies t-shirt and a copy of my CD, Smug Life. So that's all in the very heavy bag. I'll put the Woot Monkey in there after the show because I'm going to use it. And now let me ask quickly, Andy, how do you attribute, how are you so good at this game?
I think I used to have jobs where there were lots of websites blocked, but Wikipedia was not one of them, so just killing a lot of time going through memorizing movie.
I'm curious to know everyone that was in, and then you just pick a movie, and just read the whole list.
Lots of bar trivia also. Somehow it comes in handy at bar trivia nights a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
You went with Wikipedia, not IMDb.
No, Wikipedia actually is the good. More...
Okay.
It's the one you go to if you want more made-up stuff.
Yeah.
If you want stuff that anybody, any hacker just put in there, then Wikipedia is the way to go.
It's not about who was in the movie. It's who could have been in the movie that interests me. Yeah, it's the potential the movie
could
have been. That's
true. Yeah. And Kate, same question.
I think I'm okay for a lot of the 90s because that's really when I was obsessed with reading Entertainment Weekly and People magazine. So I have these kind of strange facts from growing up, but after like 1999, I'm not so good. But it's luck as well.
Well, this is an interesting thing you brought up with the year and the ages of everybody, because I decided tonight we're only going to do movies from the 1950s. And that's going to be a joy to listen to. Just everybody saying, you name it. I'll give you all the names. No, I got movies from all different time periods, but I also have added a new fun thing, I think. It hasn't happened yet, but when we get to the category Classic Leonard Maltin, he has a new movie guide that's only movies he thinks are classics. And so that's your first clue, if you pick this category. And then I'm going to use the book, old school style, like I used to do with Brian and Sarah, and we'll play one round out of Leonard's book. If you guys pick it, I think people are going to stay away from it, if at all possible, because it sounds very hard, very difficult. But let's pick some name tags, you guys. Did the audience members bring name tags? I believe they did. And they knew who was going to be here, so some of them are really sucking up specifically.
Go Cardinals!
That's just pandering.
I'm going to go away in the back.
Just go pick it. Go grab it. John's going to wander through the crowd. He wants to do a fair assessment. Whereas Andy Wood grabs the first bottle of alcohol that he sees. What is that?
Is this beer or wine? Oh, you know what? Take it. I don't need it. No, I'll keep that. It's a bottle of Il Ciligiolo wine from Alex.
All right.
Playing for Alex.
I see that. He put a piece of paper on that bottle of wine and wrote Alex on there. It's pretty... Now, on the other hand, on the other spectrum, thank you, everybody, for bringing name tags. We have our selections. Kate has a really beautiful Captain America sign.
It's 3D.
Yeah. Yeah, the shield is flying out at us, and it's America. So that's this person who submitted that, their name is Cap'n. So thanks for doing that, Cap'n Erica, and good luck to you today. And John Hamm, what did you do?
I found the boss.
Tony Panta. Or no, what was his name on that show? It was Tony for sure.
Maselli. Ranza.
Maselli?
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 Maselli. Yeah.
According to Wikipedia, you're anyway. all right, so I assume you're playing for Tony. Is that your name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my name.
So that's perfect. All right, I'll try to remember that. We've got Erica,
Alex.
Tony, and Alex. Okay, I'm gonna write it down because I'm a pro, and I really want to tease this out properly throughout the show because this is gonna be a long one. We're playing.
You already forgot the names, didn't you?
What's that?
You already forgot the names, didn't you?
No, I got it.
Okay,
Cap'n. And Alex Winebottle. We're gonna be Jewish. Playing. We're gonna be playing to 5 points, you guys. First person to five. So this is that's why we're gonna get right into the game. Well, let me just say quickly. Let the game begin. We're going to start with Kate McCucci. Your Tony photo is blowing away. Let's hang on to that.
He's so handsome
here,
in
let's
that picture.
Just put it like... Oh, I see what you're looking at. You were going to pin it to that wall, weren't you?
No pins.
But there's no pins. Here, just we'll just put it...
Does anyone have a pin?
No, we'll just do this. It's going to be beautiful.
Tape?
That's like what it would look like on Hollywood Boulevard if Tony Danza died. It'd be somebody would put a picture of him near his star, and then just a random woot monkey and a coat. All right, you got
memorial
pinned up. Oh, that's nice. That's nice. Get your cameras out, Los Angeles.
Now who's the boss?
All right, here we go. Very exciting. I actually loaded up some categories. I'm ready to do this. Kate gets to pick the first category. Then we'll go.
Because she's a girl.
I picked her because she picked the best sign. Let's be honest.
Fair enough.
Oh, people are... Tony Danza fans are upset. Oh, and he didn't die, you guys. I was just... saying, what if? All right, Kate. And then we'll go to Andy after Kate. In theaters now, favorite category about movies that are in theaters now. And then at Frankenspace suggested Bing Rames, and that's movies where Ving Rames uses a computer. And at @white_Bruce_Lee suggested manhole cover, and that's movies where a man uses a condom. Oh, I read that wrong. Manhole cover.
Oh.
That changes everything.
That
exactly.
Explains
I get some strange categories, but I did think of a movie where a man uses a condom.
Let's go with manhole cover.
Okay.
Manhole cover.
This movie that I thought of, but just might be in your wheelhouse, Kate. Leonard gave it 2.5 stars, and it is from 1989. He says about this movie that it's about a successful L.A. writer. And he also says about the movie that it has some real laughs. They throw some real ones in there. And he says that there are 10 actors of note or worth noting in the cast of this movie. So how many names do you think you can get it in?
10
Kate
names.
McCucci. goes for the full 10.
Yeah.
Pretty wise move. Andy Woods making his thinking faces.
Seven names.
Okay.
Zero names, Doug.
Oh. God damn. I almost just turned and fell into some people sitting on the side like I was in the South and I was a lady and I was needed to be fanned back to consciousness.
The vapors?
Yeah, I didn't have a big enough hat on.
Are you wearing a corset?
That's part of the problem. Probably, yeah. When I wear my corset, I get so winded. So that comes back at you, Kate. This zero names thing that John Hamm's throwing around.
I'm gonna have to say name. I don't know it. So name
she
that movie.
Says, name that movie, John Hamm, and first person on the board if you get it right.
Skin Deep.
That's correct. Next time, I'm not going to say that's correct. I'm just going to pick it up and slap it against the thing. An actually fairly amusing movie starring the late John Ritter.
Better than 2.5 stars, I think.
You think? I'd go around there, maybe.
All right.
And then, but Leonard does mention that the movie has some real laughs and some unforgettable condoms. And Leonard's right about that, because I've been smoking a lot of pot between 1989 and now, and I do remember the condom scene. So Leonard is a very smart man. And let me just, now I got to delete that specific category from the phone so I don't bring it up again later in the show. And then we move on to John Hamm has 1 point for Tony. 1 point for Tony. And now we're... This round will start with Mr. Andy Wood and then move in the direction of Kate McCucci. And you get to pick from these categories. Andy, would you like at Chris X Jacobson suggested What's the Play? And that's a tribute, of course, to a great guest on the show, Chris Evans, and the fact that he didn't know he says What's the Play in the film The Avengers. But I knew he said it, and I was right. And so somebody made it a category. What's the Play are movies that were plays. Movies that were plays. Not movies that were multiple plays, but just the one play turned into a movie. You guys got that.
I think it's pretty clear.
And at DanMar85 suggested, did I stutter? And that's movies where a word in the title is repeated. You hear it more than once in the title. And then your third option is at Lancelot Hogben suggested a great Harry Potter character. I think he taught applied sciences at Hogwarts. The category is Pit Stop, and that's movies where Brad Pitt dies. Pit Stop. Which one of those would you like to play, Andrew?
Did I stutter? Let's do that one.
Okay. You get to pick from 3 different years for this particular category. You get to go with 1983, 2005, or 2005. So you're really just getting the 2 years. But if you pick 2005, I got to make a choice.
Let's go 83.
Whoa. I'm telling you, these three came to play. Sometimes a sincere laugh sounds sarcastic. You can't help it. Two and a half stars from Leonard for this movie from 1983. He says the lead actor gives a stylish performance. And he also says that he says about this movie that it is uneven and overlong. And he lists about nine names specifically. How many names do you think you can get this in? A word is repeated in the title.
-1.
Well, this is just, I am really, could I get a portable fan up here? Because I am going to faint from the excitement. Also, isn't it great that it's summer's finally here in Los Angeles?
Yes.
That fucking winter was bullshit.
We did have to wait almost 3 weeks into January for summer to get here.
God damn it. Come on, we need earthquake weather and we need it now.
Horrible.
-1, you say?
-1, yeah.
All right.
Did he stutter?
Does that mean we're back to being good again? The monster's forgiven?
Yeah. Did
I remember? which way does it go? To Kate, you challenged last time, yeah.
Name that movie. I don't
You are know. A challenging spitfire tonight. What do you think, Andy? I got to give you... you got to give me the one name after you tell me the name of it.
Hoping it's Kramer versus Kramer, Dustin Hoffman.
Okay, Dustin Hoffman is wrong.
Oh. And so is Kramer versus Kramer.
Yeah, go hand in hand. It was Never Say Never Again, starring Sean Connery. Yeah. But that was...
Oh, I don't need that. I don't deserve
that. Was impressive. That was impressive.
Was that
and
was
it's
McKay,
and
yeah.
it's Thanks. And it's early enough that you can do that kind of bullshit.
I don't know.
You know, it was worth taking a chance on that. But Kate gets the point. Congratulations.
Kramer
Kate.
Versus Kramer Thanks. Was not over long. How dare you?
Well, Wikipedia said that it
Fair
actually
enough.
Was
like, Fair enough.
It was like 4 hours.
Okay. We get to have John Hamm pick a category next. Would you like? And then Kate is next. So get ready to challenge.
I'm ready.
Let's just keep doing the same thing over and over again. All right, I gotta find these brilliant new categories, or old ones probably. Would you like the asparagus pea category, which is where, yeah, you got to bring this one out in the Tournament of Championships. This is, I read the entire review, everything about it. Everyone in the room will know what the movie is, except for Pete Holmes if it's Devil Wears Prada. And then the bidding begins. Then it becomes a game of knowing the names in the right order. Or Happy Flu Year, and that's movies that have an outbreak in them. Or staying with the medical theme, Streep Throat, and that's movies where Meryl Streep has an accent. Which one of those would you like to play, John Hamm?
The outbreak one.
Okay.
The middle one. The second one.
You got it. The year is 2011.
I quit.
Laird gives this movie 3 stars. He says about it that it is pulse pounding. And he also says, there's no poetry here. And I assume he shook his head dismissively, just like I did as he was writing it. No poetry here. Send. And then I think Jimmy Bono says send after things. Anyway, he lists a shit ton of names. He lists 14 names. How many names do you think you can get it in? John.
10.
Always bidding super low. Ham.
Just because I didn't want to get challenged by Kate.
Went with 10. So there we go to Kate.
I'm just going to be a wimp and say 9.
It's not wimpy. It's smart.
Thanks.
You know this.
-1.
Really?
I just saw it.
I just couldn't think of the name.
Jesus Christ, you must just staring at Wikipedia day and night.
I also watch movies sometimes.
You actually see the films. Okay, do you want to hear the... You're pretty confident with your nigga? Oh, wait, so did you say name it?
Yeah, because I can't remember the name of this stupid fucking movie. So. I'd like to hear the name of the movie that I can't remember.
You're anxious to hear it? Okay, so it's negative one, so what's the movie and the lead performer in it?
Contagion, Matt Damon?
Very well done. So we have everybody's on the board. Three-way tie. Could not be more, thank you. John Hamm, you gave him a littler scratch mark than the other ones, but that's cool.
Well, a neater one.
Neater. I like it. What just happened? We start with Kate.
Okay.
And we move towards John. And you get to pick between these categories. At Aaron STL, which I assume stands for St. Louis, suggested Life of I. And that's movies that are biopics. Movies that are about a famous person, a known person, a person of note. At Kamikaze _Gopher suggested Killer Joe, and that's films where Joe Pesci kills someone. And at F. Floneb suggested, that's Ben Wolf backwards, Floneb. Anyway, Ben Wolf suggested a category called Argo, and that's films the title of which end in Argo. You'd be surprised. It's happened more than once.
Donnie Darko, my favorite movie.
Donnie Darko?
Yeah. The best.
I repeated it because it did not get the laugh it deserved. Mostly because you said Donnie Doggo or something like that.
From Boston.
Yeah. Yeah, that Donnie Doggo. What's with that fucked up bunny in that Donnie Doggo movie? Which one of those would you like to play, Kate?
I'd like to go with Life of I.
Okay.
Although I would really like to hear all those Argo names, but...
Well, it's, you know, categories right. Are going to come back good. To haunt us all.
The Winnebago Man, there's just so many. There's...
Please, keep going.
Wait. What did you say?
The Winnebago Man, it's a documentary.
That ends Jack in Argo? Harvey. I don't think so.
Yeah, yeah.
Man. Okay, 2.5 stars from Mr. Malton for this biopic from 2001 that right out of the gate he calls disappointing. And he says that the director's cut of this movie is 165 minutes. Yeah, as always, the clues are worthless. And Leonard names a lot of names in this one. He goes with 17 names.
16 names.
How many of those? I like it. That's a smart bid. Bless you in the audience. We got a guy who's allergic to this movie. I almost said something about it. Who was the challenger me. Last time?
I think it was me.
You? Okay, so we go to you.
14 names.
14, he says, Andy.
11 names.
10.
All right, now they're getting the hang of it now. They're doing it the way I think you should play it.
5.
That's a leap. He just made a move on you. Against you.
4.
Oh!
Three.
You guys are the best worst.
Bottom up, right?
Huh?
From the bottom up?
Yeah.
Name that movie, kid.
What'd you go?
Get
you got,
ready
three?
For some 90s character actors. Yeah. Lance Henriksen.
The ones that
John
hung
Polito.
In to 2001.
You know, I forgot it was the...
For yeah. this... For this disappointing biopic that the director's cut is hella long, 165 minutes, and the three names at the bottom of the 17 names that are listed in association with this film are LeVar Burton, the great Lawrence Mason, I don't know who that is, and Giancarlo Esposito. The great Gus Fring.
Gus Fring.
Those are your three names. And let me just tell you again that it's a biopic from 2001.
Oh, man.
So if you know of any biopics around that time.
Shoot, the only one I can think of. Wait, no, I shouldn't say. I mean, well, whatever. I can't think of the name of it. Why can't I think of the name of it? It was very golden. Dang it. Okay.
I am going to stick my neck out and say that's not the right answer.
Okay.
That golden
the
movie.
The light was just, it was very beautiful.
The golden light movie is probably not the one.
Okay. Then it was the Reading Rainbow movie.
Isn't that the way? Give the black guy really shitty billing in the Reading Rainbow movie. 16 white assholes reading shit as well. I'm going to say the rest of the names. Barry, I'm not going to say this name correctly anyway. Shabaka? A guy in the audience knows it. Barry Shabaka Henley, Bruce McGill, Paul Rodriguez, Joe Morton, Michael Michelle, Nora Gay, Jada Pinkett Smith, Mikkel T. Williamson, Jeffrey Wright, John Hamm is making boxing hands. The late, great Ron Silver, Mario Van Peebles, John Voight, Jamie Foxx, and Will Smith. Ali. The movie's Ali from 2001. Yeah, so you really stepped in that one, Kate. The sports biopics. I wonder what your golden movie is, though. I wonder... Dreamgirls? That was a great biopic. I guess it was about a lady, but it was a fictional lady.
A Beautiful Mind, maybe? Was that?
That's what I was thinking of. Is that a biopic?
For real?
Does that count as a biopic?
Yeah.
That was a real guy.
That's what I was thinking. Was that 2001?
Probably.
No, 2002, maybe.
Might as well have been.
Yeah.
Sure.
It was golden, wasn't it?
I think so, sure.
With a very sweeping score. It felt 90s.
Wikipedia described it more as like a silvery... I'm going to keep going back to that, you guys.
John Hamm takes the lead with 2 points.
This is what I meant, dog, about playing the game while not playing the game and also not letting the game play me.
Yeah. But also, you got to play for Tony. You got to do this for Tony.
Thanks, buddy.
If anybody knows how to get Tony Danza down here by the end of this thing... It would be really fun if he came out and did a tap dance right over there. Because he is one hoofer, that guy. Okay, so where are we at, y'all? The point just went to John, so we start with Andy and go to John because he's the one that challenged Kate. And you get to pick from these categories, Andy. At kamikaze underscore gopher, I already did that one, sorry. At no smell, no tell. Clearly one of those military things we haven't heard about because they're not allowed to talk about it.
By now.
No Spell, No Tell suggested Octopussy, and that's films where that have an actress over 80 in the movie. And at Aztec Alum suggested Hanks for Nothing, and that's movies where Tom Hanks did not win an Oscar. So that's most movies.
Yeah.
There's only two, I think, where he did.
That he was in.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The category is just any movie that Tom Hanks did not win an Oscar for.
Hmm.
No,
it's wide open. That
it's
one.
It's ones where he's actually in it, and I dare to say, I dare to give you an extra clue. He only plays one role in it. He doesn't play seven people. Like you're gonna find out when you get to read Cloud Atlas. One lucky person here today. Did I give you three or is that just two?
I think that was two.
Okay, and your third one is at Gun Barrel Daryl suggested Hack That Ass Up. And no, it's not Gene Hackman films. It's slasher movies. Slasher movies. So do you want slasher movies Tom Hanks didn't win an Oscar or actresses over 80?
Let's go Hanks. Hanks for nothing.
Okay, this is a motion picture that has...
Someone needs to reach out and talk to Gun Barrel Daryl, though. I feel like he might be going through some stuff. If anybody knows him, just give him a call, see how he's doing. Take him out to lunch.
It's probably just a simple case of, you know, what the fuck rhymes with Daryl?
Meryl Streep.
Yes.
Easy.
He should have called himself Meryl Daryl on Twitter. And all his tweets could be about how much he loves the Queen. I hope that's not the answer in the Meryl Streep category. Okay, so we're doing Tom Hanks for nothing. He didn't win an Oscar for this motion picture from 2011 that Leonard Maltin gives 2.5 stars. He says about the movie that it is uneven. That's one of Leonard's favorite words. Like, if you laid the movie down and tried to walk on it, you would trip, possibly. It's uneven. And he says that, he also says about it that it is, that it has an agreeable ensemble. Yeah, so either someone's wearing a nice outfit, or he likes the cast.
I just have a question. So this isn't a Tom Hanks movie. This could be any movie.
No. We were having some fun during that part.
In fact, it is just a movie
that has Tom Hanks in it, but he did not win an Oscar.
Just wanted to make sure.
Throw Castaway and Forrest Gump out of your mind. Not okay. Castaway, Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
Yeah, let's forget about Philadelphia.
Seriously. Lovely film with a lovely performance.
One time, I always talk about this when the subject comes up. One time on the show, I mentioned Philadelphia, and I said where AIDS was invented. And without missing a beat, John Hamm said, no, that's where it was perfected. So, might as well get the laugh again.
To this day, it's right there for the taking. A high point.
Did I give enough clues? Uneven?
Yes.
What else did I say about it? Besides
good
uneven.
Ensemble.
Lovely ensemble.
Oh, lovely ensemble. And lists a ton of names in this lovely ensemble. He lists 16 names.
Is that the only choice? Or are there...
Huh? Did I not give you options?
No, not yet. Not.
I thought you picked Hanks for Nothing.
Oh, I thought you had multiple years you could pick within it. You're given
no,
a year.
No, no, no.
Just say negative one.
This one you...
This is the one I'm stuck
with. This is the one where you're just stuck with 2011, the year we'll never forget. And 16 names. Hanks didn't win shit for this.
The one I'm thinking of is even worse than 2.5 stars, but...
Okay, poker mouth.
Negative two names. Wow.
Kate, don't make those snoring noises.
Negative two.
He says negative two. Jesus Christ.
No one knows who was third.
This has got to be a 90-minute show, you know.
Oh, God.
Jeez Louise.
Boo.
What am I doing here?
He said negative two.
I think it's up to me to challenge, right?
Because who?
Because I did last time.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know who's third billed in this. Unless it was the Vespa.
I'll tell you, watching that movie, though, it felt like that Vespa was incredibly loud and extremely close.
Oh, name that movie.
All right.
Now you're thinking.
Now I'm thinking. Now I'm thinking. Damn it. But if you'd... Oh, man.
Your second choice is usually the right one.
Let's go. Larry Crown, Tom Hanks, Julia Roberts. Okay.
That was very impressive.
Did I make you start to think it might be the other one? Extremely loud.
Was this a crazy mind game you just gave me the title just to throw me?
Oh, man. Okay, so, yeah, John's keeping track of the score. Andy has two, John has two. Kate, you're on the board with one.
This is true.
You're not that far behind.
Okay.
We'll get you another bowl of gruel. You waif.
It's a lovely compliment, you guys. Nothing mean
it
about
is.
That at all.
It is. She's small.
Kate stepped out of a Dickens novel to be with us today.
She's got to pick a pocket or two. Okay, so...
Please, sir.
You'd be great in that part. Where do you guys want to start this time?
Her evil master, Lancelot Hogpen, had forced her to update his Twitter feed all day.
The point went to Andy and Kate. John challenged him, so start with Kate.
Okay.
And move to John. And you get to pick between this first category, which you will not choose. It's called You Only Live 23 Times, and it's the 23 James Bond films.
You're pretty right about me not choosing that one.
This one you might like. Doug Loves Goonies, movies that feature a cast member from the motion picture The Goonies.
Let's do that one.
And your third choice is, that you also won't pick, Alex Crossdresser. And that's Madea movies. So let's go with Goonies.
Goonies.
You get to pick a year. Would you like 1993 or 2007?
93.
Oh, interesting. I think I played this one on a recent show, so hopefully you guys don't listen. I'm sure you don't.
Check and check.
Have you listened to any recent episodes, Andy?
I heard this one, yeah.
Oh. Ah!
I'm being honest.
Honesty
very honest.
Refreshing.
I like it. All right.
That is lovely. Right.
Calm
lovely
down,
moment.
Everyone. Take back your comic book store.
All right, so... So, Kate, I'm going to give you this option. You can either do a Doug Loves Goonies from 2007, or you can pick one of the other two categories still.
Did you say 2000? Oh, it's
2007, because the other 93 was Rudy, and I just did it on the show recently.
Let's do 2007. And I do love the movie Rudy, and I didn't know it off the top of my head. So.
Yeah, yeah, but Andy would have just cremated with that if he had the opportunity. No, nobody would have lifted you up on their shoulders at the end. That's not how Rudy would have won.
Favreau would have talked about it for a couple decades.
2007 is the year, Kate. And 3.5 stars from Leonard Maltin for this crackling tale. It's crackling. That is brilliantly photographed. And he lists 13 names. From 2007. Has a Goonie in it.
Yeah, I think I know it, but I can't think of the name. I shouldn't say that.
It does sort of give the other players an opportunity.
Yeah. And I could tell you...
But the way you're thinking about it so hard is probably also a clue.
So wait, how many names?
You're asking me. 13?
Well, let's go with 13, and I'll keep thinking.
It's
so sweet. It's like a running commentary of her brain. All right, brain, here, let's get it going. I'm going to go with a couple of names, and then you're going to kick in at the end.
Can I get you some coffee, brain?
I'm good, Kate. It's kind of late
in
the
day. Well, how come you don't know the answer yet, brain?
I'm working. Working hard over here.
It's a good thing we're stalling with the Kate and Brain sketch.
Hasn't gotten old yet. Just keep thinking. I'll go 12 names, Doug. Said John's brain. Super loud.
Negative one.
This is stupid!
Damn.
Wow, Andy has a chance to go blazing out into the lead here and win Alex all the prizes.
I remember the name. I just don't know about the order.
We got it, Kate!
Yeah.
Mission accomplished! Yeah, but you don't know the names of the actors.
No. Dang it, really?
He was asking me, Kate.
I mean, I could name actors in the movie. I just don't know what order they would be in. And
how many did you say?
Just one.
Just one, he said. So if you think you can name
two
actors,
it goes from the top down. So if you got the top two, then you're in.
Yeah.
This is not your brain talking. This is me.
That's Donnie D in your ear.
Shoot. I guess I'll try it.
Right?
Yeah.
Because you know he knows it.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm either going to lose or I'm going to lose. So
he might fuck up the order on the thing, but whatever. Okay. So you're going to give it a shot?
Yeah, so do I...
Oh, so you tell me the name of the movie.
Well, I'm going to say name that movie, because I definitely don't know.
And I could totally be wrong about this
movie. I'm not sure Goonies was a movie. It was a video game.
So you got to name the movie and then the lead performer and then the second lead, according to Leonard Maltin.
I'm going to screw this up.
What's the movie called, Kate's Brain?
Is it No Country for Old Men?
And then what are the top two actors?
Tommy Lee Jones and...
We can do it!
I mean, Javier Bardem? Yeah!
Idea Javier Bardem was in Goonies.
That was nicely played because you could have gone Josh Brolin, who was in Goonies. Yeah, holy shit, that was.
Man, guys, if I don't win tonight, I just want to say that that was all worth it.
All right, let me delete this shit so I don't try it again. Don't try it another time, Doug. Okay, so...
Knot it up at two apiece, Doug.
Yeah. It's a three-way tie we got on our hands.
Now, if we were only playing to three, this would be exciting. As it stands, it's kind of grueling.
If there's something you think you can do for 35 minutes, we could play to three and then do that.
We could keep that Kate's Brain sketch going.
You think Kate's Brain... Let me ask you this, Kate's Brain.
Go ahead, Doug.
Isn't it weird having to control a, you know, cute young lady when you're just basically a grizzled old prospector?
Well, you think so. Turns out we all got a little grizzled prospector in us.
I'm sure that's true. It's your can-do effort that ends up winning the day. I like it. All right. Let's pick... let's figure out what's going on. Kate was challenged by John, so that means we start with Andy. Go to John. Andy, would you like... No time for love, Dr. Jones! And of course, that's movies where Harrison Ford does not have sex. Hit it, Shorty. Okie dokie, Dr. Jones, hang on to your potatoes!
This is any movie in the world that Harrison Ford does not have sex in. Harrison Ford does
Please
not have
do
to
not
be...
confuse Kate and her grizzled prospector brain with that bullshit again. Or, in theaters, Hey Now, and that's the films of Gary Shandling and Jeffrey Tambor, either or.
Not both.
Not maybe. Let's not get crazy.
Either and or.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And in theaters now, that's movies that are in theaters now.
Let's go No Time for Love, Dr. Jones.
All right. This is a movie where during the scenes that we see... Because, you know, the character could run off and have sex with something at some point that's just not in the film. Didn't make the finished cut. 4 stars from Leonard.
And are we suggesting that Harrison Ford was completely celibate during the entire shooting of this movie? Or his character did not have sex on screen?
The latter.
Copy.
The year is 19...
4 stars?
4 stars. Yeah, it's
Holy
probably,
shit,
it's probably in the classic book also. 4 stars, 1980 is the year. Leonard calls this movie smashing, because sometimes Leonard forgets that he's an American. And we don't call things smashing.
Smashing.
And he says, there's a lot of stuff that's going to give it away. Let's just say truly dazzling. Truly,
truly
dazzling.
Dazzling.
Truly. Smashing and truly
Smashing
dazzling.
And dazzling. Smashing and dazzling.
Yes. And 4 stars, 1980, and the category, of course, is Harrison Ford doesn't have sex. And they list, Leonard lists 14 names.
0 names.
Kate is shaking her head. We go to John, though, right?
Yeah, we do, Doug.
Finally, we get to hear from your brain.
Just a tired old queen. I'm over this. Isn't there an award show to go to? Oh, boy. 1980, 0 names, -1 names.
Come on, Kate!
I don't know what to name that movie.
All right. What's the name of the
I
movie?
I don't know this. I don't know it at all. I was completely kidding. Is it Empire Strikes Back?
And?
One name?
Mm-hmm.
Mark Hamill.
That's correct. Well, that was an exciting conclusion if we played to 3. But we're going to go all the way to 5, so everybody's still in this. It's still exciting, you guys. I'll keep reminding you of that. How incredibly exciting it is. But I've got to erase No Time for Love, Dr. Jones. Got to get that out of my life.
Everybody know that? All right.
I think so,
there's a cardboard cutout of Mark Hamill in the shop.
Where?
There's also a picture of a penguin. if we're naming things. Hey, look, an audience.
Kate, we could have kept that one to ourselves.
Sometimes they slip out of my hands. I apologize, Kate.
I gotta have a conversation with old mouth.
You rang?
Come on, buddy. Tighten up.
My cheeks hurt from smiling.
This is going to be on Fox's fall schedule.
Such a gracious loser, smiling the entire time. All right, so she's not a loser yet. She's tied for being a loser with Andy. So still anybody's game, really. So John got that right, and he was challenged by Kate. So we start with Andy and go to Kate. And Andy gets to pick between Bing Rames. Bing Rames uses a computer. What's the Play? Movies that were plays. And I want to torture you with Did I Stutter Again, but instead, Pit Stop. Brad Pitt dies.
Pit Stop.
Here we go. Would you like a movie where Brad Pitt dies in 2008 or 2007?
Two very different years. Yeah.
Two very different deaths.
2008.
Okay.
Terrible choice.
Whose brain was that? 2.5 stars from Leonard for this movie from 2008 that he says is it's fun to watch. And he says about it that it never quite gels. So Leonard,
fun to watch.
So Leonard couldn't
is a movie.
It's fun to watch, never quite gels. And there are 5, 6, 7, 10 names listed. How many names do you think you can get it in, Andy?
7 names.
That's very reasonable for a change. No more showboating.
I think I know the movie.
A prospector's napping.
I know you do.
But keep it to yourself.
How about a little drama?
Was it not my turn?
It is.
No, it's your turn. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. But we just need you to, you know, bid. Since you know what it is, how many names do you think you can get?
2.
So you go -2?
Yeah. And I could, I don't know. Yeah, sure.
It's like a deodorant commercial.
Kate.
Mm-hmm.
Name that movie.
Okay, so I have a question. When I name the names, do I say the star first?
No, you name the movie and then the stars, but I'm not going to acknowledge any of it until you get it all right,
okay,
right
is it,
or wrong.
And I don't even know. Is it Benjamin Button? I never saw it. Did he die in it?
He gets very young and dies, yes. But
it's not that one.
That's not the one.
Damn it.
And that movie also had a more of a title than that. And
The Curious Case of Mysterious.
Yeah, yeah. We go for the full titles here.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
But I lost it.
A few moments ago, you didn't hear someone go, oh, that would be Empire.
Right.
Did you already mark it?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I was just reminding you.
The answer is Burn After Reading. Burn After Reading. And, of course, it would be George Clooney, Francis McDormand, and then Brad Pitt, who Leonard Maltin says is especially entertaining as a goofball who works at a gym. Like he couldn't end the sentence at goofball. Had to throw in works at a gym. Okay, so who got that point?
I did.
You're one away.
You are one away, that's right.
Well, we're on the doorstep.
Are you tired, Brain? Are you ready for this?
Oh, God.
John's Brain. I don't like John's Brain.
The feeling's mutual.
We did Brad Pitt Dies, right? Yeah, we did. I'm just cleaning house here. Okay, so since Kate failed to name it, and John Challenger, will start with Andy and go to John. And Andy, you get to decide between. Did I stutter yet?
Did we go to Kate or do we go to me?
Yeah. Oh, we did. Did I stutter once? But there's other options. What's that?
Do we start with Andy and go to Kate, or do we start with Andy and go to me?
You challenged Kate, right?
Yes.
Yeah, right? She got it wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then we go to you.
Okay.
Pretty sure that... Did I stutter? Okay. Andy, would you like, did I stutter? We still got some answers in that category. Asparagus P, the full review. Full review. Or Classic Leonard. I pull out the classic... Leonard Maltin book.
Ooh. What was the
I
full
figured
review?
Your brain would like that one.
Yeah, oh yeah. What was the full review one? I'm sorry.
Where I read the whole review and then the fun begins. Andy, we can't hear when you're thinking. So you either need to invent a brain character or
Andy's brain is a deaf
talk
mute.
Out loud. I can see the hands flapping wildly in his head.
To be fair, I just looked straight in John Hamm's eyes and was paralyzed momentarily. I mean, any of you would have done the same.
That's why he wears the glasses. You'd be dead if he didn't.
Yeah. Let's do the... let's do what? Did I stutter again?
Okay. Never say never again.
Did I stutter again?
Mm-hmm. And this time you're stuck with good old 2005. So good for you. 3.5 stars from Leonard. Please don't look it up on your phone.
I'm not. Oh, I just did.
Are you sending a... you'll be late for dinner text?
Yes, I am.
3.5 stars for this movie from 2005 that Leonard Maltin calls vivid... but it's not porn. It's just he calls it vivid, and he also says that that the top billed actor is superb. From 2005, 3.5 stars. A word is repeated in the title, and Leonard lists about 12 names.
Eight names.
John Hamm is one away.
Seven names.
One away from the
Six.
Win.
Five.
You guys,
fuck.
I can't. I don't know what just happened. What do you think, John? It's down to
Wait,
five.
We're at the five. And you said there are 12.
Mm-hmm.
And it's from 2005.
Mm-hmm.
And there's two words that are the same. And I was winning, but I'm in a challenge, and now I won't be. Name that movie. Burp.
Do you want? What do you want? You want the clues again?
Yes, please. Yeah.
Okay.
I just said them.
3.5 stars, right?
He wasn't listening to you. He was looking into your eyes. Vivid and 3.5 stars and not porn and the lead actor was superb.
Okay.
And 3.5 stars, and a word is repeated in the title.
Five names, Doug.
Five?
Five.
Here are your five names. Diane Reeves, Alex Borstein, Tate Donovan, Reed Diamond, and Robert John Burke. Yeah, tough break, kid. So John's going to win this thing. If you don't come up with the movie that has a repeated word in the title, and there
I'm not going to try to do what that would sound like.
12,
all I can think
12
of
names
is
total. Those are your five names.
Mirror, mirror.
From 2005?
I can't think of any movies that have two.
Mirror, mirror. Oscar-nominated film, by the way. Thanks to the...
Do you know this?
Costume category.
I don't
category.
Know it, sorry.
I have no idea.
Really?
All right, let's.
But I think Reed Diamond does great work on Veep.
Reed Diamond's great on Veep?
I think so.
I think that...
Love Potion number 9.
I think that Tate Donovan is quite good in Argo.
I agree.
Yeah.
All right, so I don't have to tell you to go Argo, fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Did I stutter?
Yeah.
What do you think?
No idea. Mirror. Crash.
I can't believe after Mirror, I'm giving him another guess. No. That guess was so shitty, you get to try again. Okay, I'll just tell you who else is in the movie. And does anyone in the audience think they know it already?
Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Kiss Kiss Bang Bang was also 2005, but that's not the answer. And the rest of the names are Ray Wise, Frank Langella, Robert Downey Jr., Jeff Daniels, George Clooney, Patricia Clarkson.
Station, agent.
And David Strathairn, and the guy next to the guy who gets Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, because they share a brain, says his answer is good night and good luck. And I have to say that to Kate and Andy, because John is our winner. And now, John, as part of your prize, you now get to do 13 minutes of the Kate's brain sketch.
Awesome.
Because you brought this thing in super tight. Let's. You guys want to play a little bit for fun? Just a little bit more to give the
bonus round
listeners more of a kiss, kiss, bang, bang for their buck. And did the chicken just walk in here? buck. Okay.
Bill Cosby bit from the 70s did. That's a thinker.
You know what we're going to do? This is going to be fun.
Classic out.
Yeah, let's do classic. Let's try it. Just for fun. And this will be worth 3 points. That'd be fucked up, wouldn't it?
Very, very clear.
That'd be so fucked up.
I won. This is all just extra. Filler.
Bonus tracks. All right. We'll start with Kate.
The book. I missed the book.
Tell me when to stop, Kate.
Stop.
Okay.
Tell me when to stop.
I'm serious. That's what we used to do. We take out the Leonard Maltin book, and we tell the person when to stop in the pages, and then we just go down the columns.
Don't ever stop, Doug.
And then say... Wait, now, is that the book talking? Oh, Doug, I really like when you rub my belly. I hope this game goes on forever. Oh, yeah, good idea. Did you used to be in the AV club?
Yes.
You're one of those guys?
Yes.
Didn't know he was handsome yet?
Yes.
Didn't get the memo?
I've been trying to find Nemo. You son of a bitch. Yeah, it was a tie.
Okay, sorry, go. Say stop.
Stop.
Okay. All right, this is going to be terrible. Holy shit, Leonard. I never even cracked this book open, but there's movies in here that got 2 stars, 1.5 stars. So they're classics that he still may not think are classics is the premise of this book. And the one you picked, nobody would ever get in a million years because it's from the 60s, and it's called I Like Money.
That was the working title for my television show for a while.
All right, so I'm gonna find a genuine movie that would be something people have heard of. And I'm going to find it in the Leonard Maltin app, because this book... This book is ridiculous. I don't know who this book is for. It's not for old people. The writing's too small.
What Now, Little Man? What kind of fucking title is that? There's a classic movie called What Now, Little Man?
It's an aggressive title, is what it is.
Takes place at a urinal. And...
Danny DeVito.
Ah, Danny DeVito, good one. Please leave the building. And the funny thing is, he probably had that loaded the entire time. When Danny DeVito gets mentioned in some way, when a short person gets mentioned, I'm going to yell out Danny DeVito. I swear to God, I don't recognize
any of these movies. Is there a section that's just all five-star jobs?
No, no, it's in alphabetical order, like his other book.
Well, there's
and
your
it's,
problem.
And it's completely worthless. No, not completely, but it's quite worthless. I mean, I guess it's a good place to go to learn about, you know, movies that you've never
that
heard of.
That weren't that good and are super old?
Yeah, yeah. But I can't...
Well, what now, little man?
Okay, the year is 1942. Yeah, this was a great idea, Doug. I'm retiring this category before we even play it. Let's do Asparagus Pee. Let's do the full review.
I'm not familiar as to how this is played.
Well, people don't like to pick it in competition because it is only for the best players like you guys. And a round of applause for everybody for being so damn good at this game that me and my friends came up with. I'm going to tell you everything about this. I'm going to read the entire review. You will know the name of this movie by the time I'm done reading the review. But then we still play, and you still have to bid how many names. And you, of course, have to get them in the right order if you go into negative names.
This is called Asparagus Pee.
Which you will have to do. Because it was suggested at first by a gentleman on Twitter whose name is Asparagus Pee. And the first time I read it on the show, I said this was submitted by Asparagus Pee. And then he had to explain to me that there is a hidden joke in his name.
That's the answer to what now, little man, right?
Asparagus Pee.
2 stars from Leonard for this movie, Kate, that came out in 2010. It was 124 agonizing minutes, my word, not his. A pastiche of mostly interlocking stories about men and women in L.A. celebrating and or suffering through Valentine's Day. Beginning with Kutcher popping the question to Alba, who breaks up with him, and extending to longtime marrieds McLean and Elizondo, questioning their relationship. May set some record for the most attractive people ever packed into one movie, but the empty-headed proceedings don't warrant this all-star lineup. McLean is seen in shots from her 1958 movie Hot Spell with Warren Stevens. He really included. Yeah, look in the classics book, John. Is Hot Spell considered a classic? Because Leonard remembers that it was with a guy named Warren Stevens. He also says that Joe Mantegna and director Marshall appear unbilled. What does it say?
I have a mic. Hot Spell, 1958, 86 minutes. You didn't get a lot for your money back then. Director Daniel Mann, Shirley Booth, Anthony Quinn, Shirley MacLaine, Earl Holliman, Eileen Heckart, Warren Stevens. Quinn, not just a pig, but a blue ribbon hog, cheats on wife Booth, who spouts irritating platitudes like Hazel on speed.
Like Hazel on speed.
Apparently Hazel...
Right, the TV character. Spouting. She was kind of hyper.
Well-acted but dated drama about the breakup's effect on their children. McLean shines as their daughter, set in New Orleans, VistaVision.
It's in VistaVision. That golden thing they use, the beautiful mind. So Joe Mantegna and director of the movie, Gary Marshall, appear in the movie, unbilled. Yeah, Gary Marshall was like, get my name off of that. And Leonard lists a lot of names. We'll say it's 20 names.
And do we have to go in order? Or is it just listed?
If you bid that
names?
Way, yes. And we're starting with Kate.
Taylor Swift.
That's an interesting way to play this game.
And a really efficient way to lose.
You have to. You could start with negative. I mean, you could start with zero. Or you could. Or actually, you could start anywhere you want, but it would be weird.
I don't even, considering
everybody knows what it is.
Yeah. So I mean, I don't.
So you can say
the name of the movie, and then who's.
No, that you got a bid. I can name it negative one, negative two, however many people you think you can name.
Negative one?
From the film, in the right order.
Who is top billed in this one?
That's the question.
I'll give you a hint. It's not alphabetical. Or I'm dumb.
Negative two.
Oh.
No.
There you go.
Excuse me.
Name that movie.
Well, Valentine's Day.
And who are the top two billed people?
The Cooch.
And?
Did I mention Ashton Kutcher?
Mm-hmm.
And the aforementioned Jessica Alba.
That is correct. Wow, you guys, even in overtime, in a game that didn't need to go into overtime, he still solidified the win. Very, very nicely done, John Hamm. Who are you playing for, John?
I'm playing for St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. Thank you. It's a wonderful organization. Please give with both hands.
Tony, where are you?
Tony.
Come get your prizes, Tony.
Are we doing these, Tony? Way to be, man.
And I threw Leonard Maltin book in there because I don't want that thing. What am I gonna do with that? Let's look up What's Up, Little Man. How did it go? What was it called?
What's Up, Little Man?
What's Up, Little Man? Let's look that up again. Do we have the shitheads on the back of the wine bottle or the Captain America?
Yep.
Captain Erica signs? You guys are good. You guys did it. This was the third. I have bad news for you, John Hamm. This was the third Tournament of Championships. So now you've advanced to the Super Championships. Against Matt Bronger, winner of the season, the first Tournament of Championships, and you'll have to go head-to-head with Sam the Mam Levine, a.k.a. Little Wolverine.
Which, let's be honest, wouldn't really be head-to-head.
Well, now you have to do it. Now the gauntlet's been thrown down.
I mean,
and he will not take it as well as these two players did.
I think
if you show him the door.
Well, what's up, little man?
Is that on there?
There are no.
Okay, people. Erica, can you come up here and share with me who you want me to call a shithead? And yeah, so look for that soon, you guys. The soon, someday. We'll go through the whole dance again. Where I'm just emailing you constantly. When are you going to be available? That's why we did it on a Saturday. And thanks to all three of my guests, Kate McCucci, Andy Wood, John Hamm. Young lady, Erica, come up here. You can write it on the Tony Danza poster. Just write down somebody you want me to call a shithead. Were you not familiar? Do you know how the show works? Oh, you just forgot? All right. You didn't forget to get quite a few piercings. Oh, that's a good one. I hope I pronounce it right. The fuck is that? Kate's brain, could you take a crack at that?
You're dead!
What does that say?
That says old Stanley Montijo.
All right. Does that mean anything to anybody?
Negative.
All right, Alex is going to have to save the day here at the end. Oh, it's a pretty good one. It's fitting. Let me make sure I don't have any other announcements to make. Thank you, audience, once again for coming out today. First day of summer in Los Angeles, and you guys spent it inside with us, so that was pretty nice of you. Nice of you to do that. And as always, Stanley Montijo is a shithead, and Willem Dafoe is a shithead. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause the